Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 10, Mishnah 6 of Maseches Nedarim. So we know general Yevamos 101, if a man is married to a woman and he dies without any kids and he has brothers, so they become chayev, they become obligated in doing either Yibam or Chalitza, Yibam that he has to marry her, or Chalitza, which is an official decision to not marry her, but canceling the bond that was formed, the halachic bond that was formed. So a shomeres yavam is a woman who her husband died and she's now waiting to do yibam with one of the brothers, or waiting basically just to see what's going to happen. So shomeres yavam, if a nara is waiting for yavam to either do the yibam or the chalitza, bein liyavam echad, whether she's waiting for one, meaning there's only one brother, bein lishnei yavamon, or two yavamon, meaning there's two brothers. Rabbi Eliezer says, in either case, if the guy did what's called a mimer is when basically it's a statement of intent that you haven't done yibam yet, but that you intend to marry her. So if he did this, according to Rabbi Eliezer, yafir, he's allowed to cancel the nadarim together with the father because she's like a woman who is halachically engaged. Rabbi Yeshua says, regardless of whether Mimer was performed, Leachad, if she is waiting for one Yavam, he can cancel her Nadarim since they have a strong bond. But if she's waiting for two Yavamos, so they can cancel her Nadarim since we don't know which of them will eventually do Yibam or Chalitza. So they don't have the right to cancel her nadarim, and so therefore it's not possible. Rabbi Akiva says that Yavama's nadarim in general, we'll see in a second, can never be canceled. Lo le'echad v'lo le'shnayim. Neither if it's she's waiting for one yavam or two yavamin, whatever it is, because the bond that they have, even after Mimer, is not strong enough to allow him to cancel her nadarim. Amar Rabbi Eliezer says, Mayam isha shakana hu latzmo, for a regular woman, meaning a regular engaged woman, who a man is able to acquire for the sake of betrothal and had no bond with her before then, hari hu mefir nadareha, so he can cancel her nadarim, isha shehiknu lo min hashamayim, so for a woman who was given to a man from heaven, meaning that she's a widow who fell to a yavam and is automatically bound to him if he then does mimer with her, eno din sheyafir nadareha, doesn't it make sense that he can cancel her nadarim? Of course it does. So what are you talking about, Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, no, Rabbi Eliezer, you don't know what you're talking about. Lo, your argument's not correct. If you say that a man can cancel an adarm for a woman that he got engaged to himself, meaning a regular situation, maybe it's because before she was engaged, she was someone who had no one else had rights to her before that point, meaning she was a single woman, and so therefore when they got engaged they have this strong engagement bond. Tomar beisha shehiknu lo min hashamayim. Will you say that a man can cancel an adarm of a woman who was given to him by heaven, meaning a woman who fell to him for yibam and he then did mimer with her, sheyesh lachirim barashus, that others have rights to her, meaning before the mimer took place, others had rights to her. Meaning before mimer, all the other brothers had a bond with the widow, not just the one who did mimer. So even when one brother does mimer, his bond with the yavama is weaker than the bond of an ordinarily engaged couple. So although this fiancé can cancel his fiancé's nadarim, it doesn't necessarily logically follow that a yavam who did mimer can cancel his yavama's nadarim. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva did a very good job of disproving Rabbi Eliezer, but now Rabbi Yeshua, who also disagrees, he jumps in. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, the varecha b'shnei yavamin, your words are right in a case where there are two yavams, since the yavam has a bond with both of them, her connection to the yavam who performed mimer is weaker than that of a regular engaged couple. Mata meishiv al yavam echad, but what do you respond about a case where there's only one yavam? He's the only person who has a bond with her, and the bond between them is stronger than that of a regular engaged couple, since the yavam's bond came automatically from heaven. So you have to agree that when there is only one yavam, he can cancel the yavam's nadarim, as Rabbi Yeshua did say. Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yeshua, Ein ha-yavama gemura le-yavam. Yavama is not completely connected to the yavam. Kishem sheha arusa gemura leisha, in the way that an arusa is completely connected to her arus. Because why? If you have a stranger that comes along and has relations with the fiance, then he is basically like someone who has had relations with a married woman, and you kill him. But if someone other than the Yavam has relations with the Yavama, he is not killed as a punishment. So clearly the bond between the Yavam and the Yavama is not as strong as that of a regularly engaged couple. So even though a fiancé can cancel his fiancé's Nedarim, a Yavam cannot cancel his Yavama's Nedarim. So says Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yehoshua. That is Mishnah Vav. Now on to Mishnah Zion. Ha'omer li'ishto, if someone says to his wife, before going out on a long journey, kol ha'nadarim shetidori mikan ad sha'avo mimakom ploni harehein kayamen. All nadarim that you will make from the time that I leave here until I come back from this place are going to be approved. Lo amar klum, he hasn't said anything, meaning we don't care about his approval. We assume that he didn't really mean it. So if she makes any nadarim while he's away, he can still cancel them when he comes back. Harehein mufarin. But if he says that all of your nadarim are going to be canceled, Rabbi Eliezer says, mufar, that any nadar she makes away while he's away is canceled. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, eino mufar. If she makes a nadar, it's not canceled, because even though he meant to cancel it, he can't do it before it doesn't work halachically to do such a thing. Amar Rabbi Eliezer said, Em hefer nadarim lichlal isser. If a husband is able to cancel nadarim that his wife made, which have already become forbidden, meaning they have taken effect and she is forbidden to violate them, lo yafer nadarim shelo bo lichlal isser. Doesn't it make sense that he could be able to cancel nadarim that she hasn't made yet, which have not yet taken effect? Amar lo lechachamim, said to Rabbi Eliezer, Harei hu omer, but the Torah says, Isha yikimenu v'isha yifeirenu. Any nether that the husband approves of and her husband can cancel it. So the Torah specifically says that approval and cancellation come together to teach that et shabal lekal hakim, only a nether that is subject to approval, i.e., a nether that she already made, which that's what that the husband can approve, Baal Hafir can also be cancelled. Lo Baal Echal HaKayim, but if it doesn't get into the category of approval, meaning she hasn't made it yet, Lo Baal Echal Hafir, he's not able to cancel it. And that's what the Chachamim say to Rabbi Eliezer. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches, but for now, have a wonderful day.